I know you know me a little bit more than
You
anybody
have
else.
reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shamika. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Elsa Mejia. I need a roadside assistance right now.
Can you spell your first and last name for me?
ELSA MEJIA.
How do you spell your first name again? I'm sorry.
ELSA. Sorry. ELSA.
And what's a good phone number in case we get disconnected?
So what's your friend's phone number?
828-514-9855.
And would you like to receive text messages to that number about your services?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, do you have your member ID number, contract number, or policy number?
It's from Direcado. I don't think it has it. It's from Direcado.
Do you have
the VIN number?
Ma'am, I don't have that. I'm so sorry. I don't have that right now. What has happened is this is Officer Osmond with the Hickory Police Department, and her vehicle has been abandoned. It's been left in an intersection. So I was able to find her, and we basically need someone to come out to get the vehicle, or we will have to tow it. So I was trying to go this route, so trying to have her get y'all to come out instead of us having to tow it.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Is it anything wrong with the vehicle, the reason why it stopped?
She was telling me that it stalled, and I was able to find her, and it's just in the middle of the roadway, and like right for an intersection.
Okay. So with her roadside assistant, with just our first and last name, our system's not pulling up any information. So in order for us to try to pull up her information, she would need her policy number or the VIN number of the vehicle.
The VIN number of the vehicle?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The number of the vehicle?
One second.
The number of the VIN number? No,
Switch over.
Yo tengo una foto. En celular.
All right, man, we're going to try and locate that VIN for that vehicle, okay?
Yes, sir.
Do you have it, sir?
I think it's right here.
VIN number?
That
was the VIN number.
PT Cruiser?
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right, ma'am, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, I believe it's going to be 3C4FY48B94T295074.
Okay, give me just a second, sir.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. It is just way so fucking cute that he's doing that. I'm sorry. But cops amazed me so much.
Okay, sir. And can you ask her to verify the address that she have registered with her roadside assistant?
What, Elsa?
Yeah.
What address do you have registered?
50 12th Street Southeast, Hickory, North Carolina, 2602.
And what's the year, make, and model? Yes, sir.
2004. And Chrysler. It's PT Cruiser.
What's the color of the vehicle?
Black.
And what's going on with the vehicle, ma'am?
It's the spark plugs with the battery thing. I don't know what's going on with it.
Okay.
It's been showing up for me every single time I go on the road on it, and I've been trying to fix it, but I haven't been able to get that. Nobody knows exactly what's wrong with it.
Okay. And can the vehicle go into neutral?
Yeah. I just needed to bring it right here, like they're two blocks away.
Okay. And is the vehicle like all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive?
All-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. Four-wheel drive? She said four-wheel drive.
Okay. And what's the two cross street that the vehicle is located on, sir?
So a better address would just be the Instant Cash Pawn and Loan, but the intersection is kind of at is 16th Street, or my apologies, 15th Street and Highland Avenue, Northeast.
And what's the city and state?
Hickory, North Carolina.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, I have Instant Cash Pawn and Jewelry. That's at 1511 Highland Avenue, Northeast.
Yes.
Okay. And will she need to be riding with the service provider with the vehicle?
No, she says no.
Okay.
She just would like the vehicle to be brought, which is literally a quarter of a mile from here, from where it's at.
Okay. Will she be with the vehicle when the service provider gets there?
No, she will not. She'll be here at the destination with the vehicle. Do what?
Uncle.
You want your uncle to be there with the vehicle?
Yeah. Tio, va a estar en el carro.
Okay. Because the service provider, they may need to keep the vehicle to put it into neutral.
He said that the car's not there.
Hold on, Elsa. Say that one more time, ma'am.
Yes, sir. The service provider, they may need the key to the vehicle in order to put it into neutral. So they can load it up.
Elsa, do you have the key?
Yeah.
He's got the keys to the car? Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll get that, and I'll head back up there where the vehicle's at to get to the service provider.
Okay. And what's the address that she would like to have the vehicle taken to?
It's going to be 50 12th Street Southeast.
In the body shop. It's going to be right there on the side of the road. Yeah, we live here. This is our camper. This is our camper.
Yeah, it's a body shop at the end of the street.
Okay.
I missed you. I missed you so much. I mean, asking for you. Anyway,
okay, sir. So I have everything in the system and everything set up. So what I'm going to do now is get in contact with the service provider to set up the tow for her. And once the services are set up, she should receive a phone call or text message shortly. And will you ask her, since it's going to a body shop, do the body shop know that the vehicle is coming to that location?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and set everything up for her, and she should receive a phone call or text message shortly.
All right. And I'll how long do you think it'll be before the provider gets there?
At the moment, give me about 15 to 20 minutes at the most to set up the services for. Yes, sir.
All right. I appreciate it.
No, thank you, sir.
Not a problem. All right. Bye.
You have a good night. Bye.
Thank you. You too.